Isn't he just? Well, now, before we bring you fantasy drama, here's Leslie Kerwin with details of today's Moneybox Live in 45 minutes.
Thanks, Diana. Personalised budgets are all the rage to give us more control over the way we get social care for our long-term needs, often in our own homes. Maternity care is next, with pregnant women to be offered a £3,000 budget to decide what services they want to buy when they're having a baby. Is this a step forward in your view? If you've got a personalised budget for social care, how well does it work? Whatever your question, call 03700 100 444. Moneybox Live is at just after three. The lines are open right now. That number again, 03700 100 444.
Thank you. And now the afternoon drama. William Palmer had promised to dispose of his former friend and erstwhile magician, Morgan Hambleton. But things have not gone as planned. This is Pilgrim, Shoulder Hill, by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz.
Sushi?
These boys train for years. The chefs. It's like a vocation for them, and the knife work. Amazing. In Japan, this is.
I've never had sushi, I don't think.
They don't have it in Anik?
Never much looked.
You have a lovely cottage here, Linda. The paintings.
They're watercolours, actually. Sorry, you said your name, but...
Ronnie, Linda, as in Reggie, or Biggs if you're a fan, the original G, you know, enough respect, all that.
I've absolutely no idea what you're talking about, young man.
Places I've been, you wouldn't believe, Linda. Phnom Penh.
Phnom Penh?
Think it's clearing now, the fog.
Oh, yes, the fog.
You're a long way out up here, aren't you?
I suppose I am. And you'd wandered rather a long way off from your friends, hadn't you, Ronnie?
Not a good idea to get lost in Shoulder Hill, then.
I wouldn't have said so.
Well, if you wouldn't mind showing me the path, I'd muchos appreciatus it.
Those others who were with you? Your companions?
Charity and Becca?
They were doing what up here?
Looking for the Songstone. It's like this ring of standing stones. And the story goes that the middle one's supposed to sing.
Sing?
And... only a few people have ever seen it, like it's been lost for millennia.
Millennia? Gosh!
Charity was very keen.
Interested in all that, are they? The old ways? Your friends?
Charity is. And then the fog came down and we all got separated and you showed up, which was a stroke of very good luck, ask me, you showing up. The stones in this painting.
Are, I believe, the stones you came looking for. You want to see them?
Seriously?
Unless you'd sooner rush back.
Lead the way.
They're just out here, the stones.
Oh. Wow. Is that them?
They are.
This is amazing and they're warm. The stones are warm.
Mr. Shambles?
What the hell is that?
Why, that's Mr. Shambles, and he's going to be looking after you until you're prepared.
Prepared? Prepared for what?
Why, for the Queen of the Corn, Ronnie. Who else?
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer, cursed apparently on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185 for denying the presence of the other world by the King of the Grey Folk, or Fairy, himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men. And subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
Oh, God. Oh, darn cassette tape.
You'll never re-spool it.
Yeah, you're right, I won't.
Becca.
See you later.
No, don't
bye.
Throw it.
Oh, what?
Becca.
Not as if you were going to listen to no Klaus Wunderlich.
Well, that's not the... Nothing's changed much, has it?
You're the one that don't change, Palmer. You go on forever, same face, same winning smile. At least that's what Charity says.
Oh, does she now?
Still can't get over it. You, Palmer, of all people, on this road.
Not like a bad penny.
And you've got cassettes.
Becca.
They were just in the van when I bought it.
This van? You don't see that many these days, cassettes. Not ones at work.
Do you not?
Charity won't believe this. She really won't.
Are you two still travelling together, then?
Ah, shouldn't we be?
She well, Charity?
Was this morning.
It'd be good to see her again.
Well, planning on doing some canoodling.
Not especially.
Did the last time?
Yes, well, last time was the last time. This is this time.
Behave badly. I thought Holly sailed well. Yes, I did.
It's water under the bridge.
Wasted too many good years chasing nothing. Stupid.
It's good to see you, Becca. Really.
Yeah. Always had you down as a walking man, Palmer.
Needs must.
It's the next left Maynard's Field. Here.
Oh, the shadow of Shoulder Hill.
Shoulder Hill, yeah, bloody Shoulder Hill.
Something wrong, Becca?
Best you talk to Charity.
About what?
Ronnie.
Ronnie is...
Fella travelling with us.
What, is it left here?
Yeah, left here. What's under that blanket?
Blanket?
In the back there. It's like a baby.
I can't see it turning. It's nothing under the blanket.
It's just here in front of you.
Where?
No, left now.
Right, right.
Don't look like nothing.
Just you go and sit over there, Mr. Shant. Now, Paul, shoot. Be all right there, Ronnie? Comfortable?
You won't get away with this, Linda. There'll be search parties, police.
I don't doubt.
And they won't give up until they found me. I know they won't. Look, I'm sorry, I am. I'm sorry I came here and I'd like to make amends. I would. So just let me go and I'll never say a word about anything to anyone. I promise.
What do you think, Mr. Shambles? Should we take him at his word? Young Ronnie, who went to Phnom Penh?
What are you going to do to me?
I'm going to prepare you for the dance, I told you.
With this Queen of the Corn?
Soon as you're ready for the initiation, I'll introduce you to Mrs. Wellbelove, and once all that's completed to our satisfaction, then the dance will commence.
The initiation?
Largely ceremonial, nothing much to worry about.
You're going to hurt me, aren't you?
I told you, no.
Then why am I in here with that?
Mr. Shambles...
What is he?
What you have been afforded here, dear Ronnie, is an opportunity.
An opportunity?
You have been selected to join them in their ecstasies.
Them?
The Grey Folk.
Who are you, Linda?
Consider me a kind of caretaker.
You're not taking much care of me.
Soon as I come back, we'll get started.
I don't want to get started.
Thank you, Mr. Shambles. The door.
Charity.
Who's that?
Turn around and take a look if you've a mind.
Bugger off.
Well, I can if you'd sooner.
Oh, William, or Bill, or Billy, if you prefer.
Like a bad penny, that's what he said.
I don't bloody believe it. Let me look at you.
Same winning smile.
You're smiling now. That's an improvement.
He's driving a green VW van these days. Palmer, with cassettes.
A machine tends to chew them up.
Look at me.
Is everything all right, Charity?
You being here today, just when we needed you.
I'm like a bad penny.
Nothing bad about you, Billy. Nothing at all.
Here we go.
So something's happened.
Mentioned Ronnie.
In that case, Becca.
Yes, Charity.
Best you pulled William or Bill or Billy here up a pew and we get that kettle going.
You believe him suitable, this boy?
He has his reservations.
And they would be what, these reservations?
Some come ready, some come scared.
And this Ronnie is scared?
It is all a mystery to him, our ritual.
In the past, they came happy, Linda. Yes, greeted their opportunity to commune with the Queen of the Corn with open arms. Welcomed it. Those were the golden days. The blood.
Long past now.
Stubborn, is he, this Ronnie of yours?
As they can be, on occasion. You remember that boy, Stephen? The weeping and wailing.
Danced happily enough, as I recall.
Not before a struggle.
Then you've not begun the initiation. The grave has not been dug for this Ronnie.
Not as yet, no. This afternoon, I thought.
Then I shall accompany and speak the charm.
Of course, great lady. Will there be anything else? Mrs. Welby, love?
Once they came with open arms, with honour.
Well, standards have slipped. People forget.
Whole communities forget, it seems.
But not you and I, Mrs. Welby, love. And Mr. Shambles and I will do our very best to prepare him for the dance to come.
Oh, dear Mr. Shambles.
Dear Mr. Shambles.
Where would any of us be without him?
And Ronnie was interested? Mm. He was curious?
All ears.
At the Lost Circle on Shoulder Hill.
As I've said.
The Songstone.
Made me tell it to him over and over. And when we were up there on Shoulder Hill, I did ask him not to wander off on his own. I said, when we're up on Shoulder Hill, we stick together. That was a strict instruction.
A strict instruction?
Oh, if only I'd worn my jack boots, Billy. And I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's a bit late for the naughty step.
This isn't funny, Charity.
Am I laughing?
I don't know what you're doing.
All we did was go for a walk,
no,
Billy.
No, you didn't just go for a walk. You went searching after the Songstone. And the Songstone is different from all the other stones, Charity. It's precious. And definitely not to be approached without caution.
There's a change in you, you know, Billy. A hardness.
Look, changing the subject won't make this better.
Then it is there. The Songstone.
And you trusted this Ronnie to behave respectfully?
I believed this Ronnie genuinely interested in my research, yes.
You and your researches.
No need to say it like that, is there? No, you, didn't I? First time I clapped my weary eyes upon you up at Hollisdale Well, can't deny it.
No, I don't deny it. And when did this Ronnie start tagging along with you and Becca?
About 6 months back. He seemed all right back then, a straight arrow.
Oh, not that straight, clearly. Does anyone else know that he's disappeared?
Becca and I are going to go back up this afternoon.
Well, no, you're not.
You're going to stop us, Billy?
Oh, Charity.
Oh, Charity, what? Do you know what's happened to him? You do, don't you? Bloody hell, it's why you're here, isn't it? You're here for the Songstone, aren't you?
There is a ceremony.
A ceremony? What kind of ceremony?
Taking Ronnie with you to find the Songstone was bad timing, Charity. Very bad.
I'm very slowly beginning to get that message, Billy. Thank you. What ceremony? In for a penny, old man.
It occurs every 7 years. And it's very dangerous to arrive unannounced.
And who attends the ceremony? Grey folk. Grey folk attend, don't they?
Yes.
How bad could this be for Ronnie?
I don't know. Who is he anyway, this Ronnie?
Becca didn't warm to him. But Becca never warms to anybody, does he?
Well, did you?
No. He's easy enough on the eye.
Then you and he...
Not jealous, are we? Actually, he was a bit of a bragger.
What?
Person could tire pretty quickly. Is he going to be involved then, do you think, with this secret ceremony?
I have no idea.
Genuinely?
But I will try and find him.
Like you did with Gordy?
No.
Never thought I'd see you again, Billy. After Hollisdale Well. Hoped I might. Missed you.
Well, I'd hope that what happened at Hollisdale Well might have dampened your zeal for questing after inappropriate magic.
Oh, if only you'd told me that the first time we met, Billy.
I did tell you.
Well, you know how it is, Mr. Raggedy Man. Once you get a glimpse of a person, an impossible person, a person you should never have had even the merest inkling of, then matters can unravel.
I made you no promises, Charity.
And I never asked for any, Billy.
All right, you two done.
Billy?
Because I have a question.
Which would be?
Which would be what it is you have under the blanket in the back seat of your van, because it's squirming around all over the place.
What do you mean, it's squirming?
I mean, it's bloody moving.
What?
Oh, I knew it couldn't be a coincidence, him turning up here.
Something you haven't told us, Billy.
Look at that face. If that face could talk.
That face can talk.
His name is Morgan.
Why is he digging a pit?
It's the first step.
The first step of what?
Of your initiation.
And the reason for the pit is?
Just a couple more shovels full.
You're going to bury me alive, aren't you?
Oh.
Yes.
Only in a manner of speaking.
In a manner of speaking?
Ceremonially. You'll be quite all right, I promise. Oh, that's deep enough, Mr. Shambles. After all, we don't want to lose you, do we, Ronnie?
I'm not getting into that pit. No way.
It's hardly a pit. Now, out of those clothes, please.
What?
Mrs. Wellbelove, we're ready. Then this is he. This is Ronnie.
Who the hell are you? Ow!
This is Mrs. Wellbelove. And you will address her with courtesy and respect.
Why would I do that?
Because I am the handmaiden of the Queen of the Corn. And you are her intended.
That's it. That's bloody it!
Mr. Shambles, if you wouldn't mind.
I say go. I say we pack up, go, and forget all about this Ronnie Frame person. Good riddance.
Becca.
His decision to leave, on his head be it.
But we brought him here. I brought him here.
And that's all we did. You warned him not to go walking off. You said it wasn't right. I was there. And now, out of nowhere, out of blooming nowhere, Palmer appears and everything starts to rev the way it has to the second he makes an appearance.
He helped us up at Hollisale Well, didn't he?
Gordy died at Hollisale Well charity. And people will die here before we're done. And I don't know about you, but I've had enough of people dying.
Done drying that plate?
What? Yeah.
Go if you want to, Becca. I understand.
All talk and trousers, that, Ronnie. I said it from the off. What?
All talk and trousers.
You can't laugh this off, Charity.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're laughing right now, and it isn't funny.
No, Becca. It isn't.
What's that? Whatever it is that Palmer has with him, the thing.
Morgan.
Looks like living lard.
I don't blame you, Becca, if you want to ship out. I'm this close myself.
Really?
No.
I go where you go, Charity. You stick with me, I stick with you. Where it's always been.
No always about it.
But what do you make of it, Palmer?
I don't know what I make of it.
Then that makes two of us.
Is there something wrong with you, Prince Ronnie?
Wrong with me? You've just assaulted me. Seriously assaulted me. I'm hurting.
You'll survive.
Where's Linda?
Linda is over there, beside the hole. See?
What's she doing there?
Waiting for you to come to your senses and accept the mantle offered.
You're offering me a mantle now?
Spun by the ancestors. See? The threadwork. You can hold it if you like.
It's certainly beautiful. I'll give you that.
Thank you, Ronnie. At last a response is befitting a prince. Our great queen's most noble suitor. Isn't that right, Mr. Shambles?
What do you mean I'm the prince? I'm not a prince.
Linda said you came to find the stones.
We did. I did.
Well, then you should rejoice in the knowledge that you have been chosen.
I was kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
And now you've got your Mr. Shambles digging holes in the ground to bury me in.
That hole is barely deep enough to cover a tortoise.
It looked plenty deep to me.
Linda?
Yes, Mrs. Wellbelove?
Step into the hole, please.
Right you are.
You see, Prince Ronnie? Barely up to the knee.
Follow. Yes.
I'm not going.
Oh. Wait.
Wait.
There you are. Won't you step in now?
And have you hit me on the back of my head with that shovel second I do?
I assure you we will do no such thing. But I would ask you to wear this little crown.
As befits the Prince of the Dance.
You want me to put that on my head?
And place the mantle around your shoulders.
Is this gold?
It is a far rarer metal than that. And 1,000 times more precious. Now, All you have to do is step into the hole and lay down for the briefest second.
Lay down?
And Mrs. Wellbelove will say some words, and then the worst is over.
Is this a trick?
Oh, for goodness sake!
Ow!
Stay where you are, young man, and keep that crown on.
I'll see he does.
From flower to bee, the seed, the seed. From sower to soil, the seed, the seed. From thought to deed, the seed, the seed.
There now. That wasn't so difficult, was it?
Is that it?
And now, Prince Ronnie, you have just been reborn. Arise.
Mr. Shambles, you may make the call.
Are these people?
Why, these are the grey folk multitude come to greet their prince.
Their prince? Who is me?
Their prince who was lost to them and is now found.
Why? They are all so very wonderful, aren't they?
They love you, Prince Ronnie. Love you as their own.
And I love them. Yes, I do.
And soon, you will be prepared for the dance.
I like to dance. Yes, I do.
Won't you greet them with some words of welcome, Prince Ronnie? They would so appreciate it, wouldn't they, Linda?
They would.
But what words should I say to them?
Speak as you are guided.
They're really here for me. This multitude.
They are.
Because I'm their prince.
Second to none other. And they are all come to venerate and adore you.
Oh.
Now, step forward, Prince Ronnie, and address them. Your subjects.
A rucksack, Billy.
What of it?
You can't put Morgan into a rucksack.
It makes no difference to him. Not in his state.
Billy.
Oh. But there's a baby sling in the van.
A baby
sling? For carrying him. Whatever he is.
He doesn't need a baby sling.
I'll owe him some dignity.
As I say, it makes no difference. And neither you nor Becca are coming with me.
How do you know?
What?
That it makes no difference. Who is he anyway, this Morgan?
He's one who got too big for his boots and suffered the consequence.
And in English?
He deceived me.
You did this to him?
Morgan did this to himself, using magic he had no business using.
This the reason for the hardness, then?
He did a lot of damage. Damage that will never be put right.
To you? A lot of damage to you?
And others.
What others?
I don't want to talk about them.
People died, didn't they? People you were close to. So sad, Billy.
That's why I want you and Becca to have no part in this.
Ronnie's my responsibility.
No, he's not. But Morgan is definitely mine.
You're taking him up Shoulder Hill, aren't you?
Mm.
You're taking him to the Songstone.
Charity.
In an old rucksack. Really?
Needs must.
Give Morgan to me.
No.
Give.
Here.
But gently.
Sorry.
Good. Now. Let me get that sling and please lose that horrible rucksack.
Pilgrim.
My lord. I'd be grateful if you showed yourself.
I don't doubt you would be, Pilgrim.
Mr. Delancey.
No, I don't doubt that at all.
You are disappointed.
Disappointed?
But there are reasons I have
when
done as...
When last we spoke, you had resolved that Morgan would be eliminated, yet here he is, large as life.
Hardly large as life.
You and I shall have us a reckoning, and soon, dear Pilgrim, yes, we shall. Very soon.
Mr. Delancey.
I do
wish they wouldn't keep doing that.
The change in Prince Ronnie, dear Linda. The transformation. Had I not seen it with my own eyes, I would not have believed it possible.
Prince Ronnie appears to have earned the approbation of the tribe.
He does. And that is all down to you. Oh. Your ministration. You and Mr. Shambles. Permit me to kiss you.
Oh, with all my heart.
Don't stop on my account, ladies.
Mr. Delancey, sir.
Mrs. Wellbelove, I believe. Charmed.
You have heard of me?
Oh, there are such songs, sir.
Why, I am honoured. Deeply so.
And who's this charming hot-blood person?
Well, this is Linda, guardian of the Songstone.
Felicitations, sweet Linda.
My lord.
Looks to me as if they've come great distances, our brothers and sisters.
From the furthest of the furthest barrows.
Then she shall have fine offering, the Queen of the Corn.
She shall not want, no.
Willing participant, is he? The boy?
Prince Ronnie has accepted the crown and mantle. Mr. Shambles at his side.
A sausage dancing in a frying pan could not be happier, I do not doubt.
Stop it. Mr. Delancey, Linda, is the king's most favoured warrior. Esteemed and valued above all others.
I was those things. I consider myself now retired from world service.
Can one do that?
One can try, yes. Now, there's been no sign of him yet, I don't suppose.
Sign of him?
Pilgrim.
Pilgrim?
Clearly not. My heartfelt thanks. Would you excuse me?
Why, of course, dear Mr. Delancey, of course.
Until we meet again.
Pilgrim? Is Pilgrim attending? Because the last time there was disruption.
Stop the spilling of blood.
As the old custom went.
But the Queen herself assented to his request, did she not?
Wise of all her thoughts and deeds.
I believe she has expressed a fondness for the Raggedy Thump. Frankly, never saw what she saw in him.
He has the ear of the king, they say, Pilgrim.
Well, the king does not have any purchase here. Pilgrim indeed. Shall we begin?
Let's.
Road ends up ahead by that outcrop of rocks.
You two wait for me in the van.
I'm going with you.
No, Charity.
Yes, Billy.
And if something happens?
You'll be there to see it doesn't, won't you?
Well, please don't argue with me about this.
He wants to go, I say let him go.
Is Morgan all right?
He's as well as he's going to be.
That is one weird-looking baby.
Now, just be ready to leave as soon as I get back.
And if you find Ronnie, and he doesn't want to come back, if it's like what happened with Gordy all over again...
Well, please just stay in the van. Both of you.
Step forward, Prince Ronnie.
At once, Mrs. Wellbelove.
Do you come to this sacred place willingly and with gladness?
With so much gladness.
These stones?
Fill my heart with awe.
Their song?
Demands to be heard.
Their mystery?
Will forever be contemplated.
To our queen?
I betroth myself.
And to her dance?
I commit myself.
Then will you approach the stone?
With open heart.
Mr. Delancey.
Ah, Pilgrim.
There you are at last. Is that him? Morgan.
It is.
Why's he strapped to your chest?
It's a sling for babies.
Babies, yes. Your speciality. We had an agreement, did we not? You and I, clear as crystal.
We did.
And that agreement was, as far as I can recall, that Morgan, your friend and erstwhile master magician, is supposed to be dead. In fact, and do correct me if I'm wrong, Pilgrim, he was supposed to have been eliminated by your own fair hand. I'm right, aren't I? I'm not mistaken.
There was a change of circumstance.
Change of circumstance, Well... There's been no change in my circumstance, Pilgrim. None whatsoever. The king threatens my daughter unless you dispatch Morgan with the utmost prejudice. Or does the fate of my daughter no longer concern you?
Of course it does.
Really? Because it looks to me as if you're putting the life of this blob of ghastly... before the well-being of my daughter.
As I have already told you, your daughter is safe.
Not claiming to have outwitted the king, are you? Because that's never the wisest course of action. Sure, I need not tell you.
Oh, here. Here he is, my lord. If you think eliminating what's left of Morgan Hambleton befits a warrior of your valour and standing, then please be my guest. Don't hesitate. Not in any way. But it will not be me that finishes him.
Not very edifying, is he?
Mercy.
Well, soon he will all be gone.
Sad pilgrim. Huh? They seem to be enjoying themselves, don't they? The grey folk, especially now they have their own bonny prince, Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Acquainted. Don't imagine that he has any idea the fate that awaits him.
I understood the sacrifice is no longer pursued.
Find it to save him nonetheless.
You know me, Mr. Delancey.
All too well, old son.
Do we fall upon our knees before the Songstone?
We do fall upon them.
Do you welcome it, Prince Ronnie?
I do welcome it.
Always sense such a shiver, is it not? This moment, the dusk. Was it Morgan's idea, coming here to the Queen of the Corn?
He asked me for mercy. What was I to do?
Refuse it.
What can I say? I had a change of heart.
Well, I doubt the same will ever be said of the king. Never known for a change of heart, him, eh?
Mr. Delancey.
Our punishment is his only delight, yours and mine.
You must speak plainer.
Must I now, pilgrim? Well, I don't recall having to do any damn such thing.
You are distressed, my lord.
See here now.
Dice.
Rolling dice, golden rolling dice.
And we play for...
Why, for Morgan, of course.
For... On what terms?
I win, I snuff him out now on this wall, and that idiotic Ronnie is forever partnered to the Queen of the Corn. You win, and you may take Morgan to her in his place and save the day with your inimitable style and good riddance. Sound fair?
Not really.
Okie dokie. 4 and a 2. 6. Will you take a turn?
No.
Then I win.
Just give to me, 2 and a 1.
Then hand him over.
Nothing was agreed.
Dice were rolled.
But nothing was agreed.
Technicalities.
To you it's a technicality, to me it's a life.
That to his life.
If you had ever known parenthood, truly known it.
Beg pardon. I don't think I quite caught that.
A parent would understand what it is to be asked to sacrifice their child.
But Morgan isn't your child.
He was and is as a son to me.
Do as you must, pilgrim.
What?
Oh. You may keep the dice. And here.
Don't know about you, Charity, but...
Don't like it either, Becca, this situation.
Got wrong written all over it.
Perhaps we should go back.
And Palmer said to stay.
He'll understand if we go, no question. The hell was that?
What are you doing?
Seeing what that bump was.
Are you out of your mind?
Hello? Hello?
So sorry to disturb you, Charity. It is Charity, isn't it?
What did you say?
Thought you might like to accompany you and your friend there.
Accompany where?
To our ceremony. After all, it was you who brought him to us, Prince Ronnie.
Prince Ronnie?
And it's Linda. How do you do?
How do you do?
This way, please, and quickly.
Let there be silence now. Who do you call upon, Prince Ronnie?
I make humble request for the Queen of the Corn.
And will you join her in her dance?
I will, and happily.
That's
Ronnie, Charity. That's Ronnie dancing.
Oh, thank you to keep a civil tone. He is our prince.
What is going on here, Linda?
The ceremony you climb Shoulder Hill to find. Prince Ronnie will be betrothed to the Queen of the Corn and join her in her dance. He is her true intended.
And this dance goes on for...
Goes on forever. But it is ecstasy.
Ecstasy?
Not our kind.
Who are all these people anyway?
Charity?
The Grey Folk.
In all their splendour.
And that animal thing?
Why, that is Mr. Shambles.
Mr...
And he's a dear. He really is, as you will come to know. He has the scarcest of appetites for a being so large. Centipedes, mainly.
Come to know.
The hell is she talking about?
There should be silence now.
Thank you, Prince Ronnie. Thank you.
All hail the Queen of the Corn! All hail!
All hail the Queen of the Corn! All hail!
All hail the Queen of the Corn! And her most sacred singing stone.
Apologies for the intrusion. I realise it's all a bit awkward, this, but needs must.
Pilgrim?
At your service, Mrs. Wellbeloved.
Who's this?
Pleased to meet you. Ronnie. It is Ronnie, isn't it?
Prince Ronnie.
Good dancing, too, if I may say so. Lovely footwork.
Why are you carrying a baby in a sling?
This isn't a baby.
Then what is it?
Your replacement for the Queen of the Corn.
But I don't want to be replaced.
I know, but there it is.
If you are quite finished...
Believe me, it is not my intention to hold up proceedings for very much longer, but Ronnie here must be excused.
Excused? Ronnie is going nowhere.
But today is not his day.
Mr. Shambles?
Just a good boy. Good boy.
Oh, you are.
Mr. Shambles?
You are a good boy.
William Palmer.
Linda. Oh, it's been an age, and you don't look a day over whenever it was I last saw you.
Same could be said for you.
Is that Charity and Becca you have over there? Hello, chaps!
You know better than to make light of the ceremony, Pilgrim.
I'm not making light of anything. Just to be clear, you are looking after them, aren't you? Charity and Becca.
Of course.
And you did a good job with Ronnie, I see. But, alas, all in vain.
I told you, I don't want to leave the dance.
Well, then I will be forced to make you. Shall I do that? I think I shall.
You don't intimidate me.
Go, or I shall set Mr. Shambles at you.
Mr. Shambles is my friend.
Is he? Mr. Shambles?
Mr. Shambles? I'm sorry!
How dare you, Pilgrim?
Great Queen of the Corn, she of the always turning seasons, accept these gifts I lay before you.
The stone is
singing. Pilgrim.
Great lady, an honor.
Such a charming pilgrim, yes.
To serve you is my only joy.
What have you there for me?
Some copper, a silver scalpel, and a pair of golden dice.
And in your sling there?
One that would dance with you forever. Morgan Hambleton.
And why do you bring me gifts of copper, silver, and gold?
This is what this Morgan once demanded of me.
Balance in all things, wise pilgrim.
Great lady.
But when will Pilgrim join the dance?
Well, that day has not as yet arrived, great lady.
Lonely pilgrim.
You understand everything.
And this friend of yours, this Morgan... He you show such kindness to.
Was one who lost himself.
Lost in a strudel of empty desire, I do not doubt.
Exactly that.
Let me see him, this Morgan. Magic did this to him?
Mm-hmm. Against all good advice.
And has he been prepared?
He has not.
Then he depends on my mercy.
As do I.
Let him approach.
Oh,
Thank you. Go on now.
And to the dance he goes, sweet pilgrim.
To the dance.
But now you must ask something for yourself.
To be in your presence is all the reward I need.
Then we must bid adieu.
Goodbye, Morgan.
Was the offering accepted?
He was.
And the Queen content?
Most certainly.
Mr. Delancey?
Mrs. Wellbelove.
A word, sir.
Disconcerting.
You will, I hope, forgive me my impertinence.
What impertinence?
You make quite a pair, you and Pilgrim here.
Do we?
You know, the King might very well have been disinclined to claim your child as his wife, Mr. Delancey, if you had only dispatched Morgan when presented with the opportunity. But now, he will have it so. Your daughter for wife. Pilgrim's bleeding heart is nobody's idea of a great surprise, but yours... Golly.
What would the King have me do?
Do? Why, nothing you can do. Her name's India, your daughter.
What?
Never even told you her name, did he? Sloppy Pilgrim. Lives in Cordsley with Moira and Boyd. But not for long, eh?
He said she was safe. Pilgrim said.
Safe, yeah. Well, now, Mr. Hibbins has everything in hand, thank you. Good afternoon.
Mr. Hibbins, Pilgrim.
A week, Mr. Delancey. Just give me 1 week. I will stop this wedding.
Appears to be our fight now, old boy.
Don't mind how you go, Ronnie.
On his way, then?
Wanted me to make his goodbyes.
Remember nothing?
No, not a thing. Oh. And Becca?
Becca is Becca. I'll never tell, Billy. Never. The things I saw. The Songstone.
I know.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
What?
Nothing. You'll be heading out too, then?
As soon as we're done here.
William or Bill or Billy, if you prefer.
Oi, thought you was done with all that.
Becca.
Palmer.
You look after each other, won't you?
Bye.
Wait, Billy, wait.
Charity? What? What was that for?
Never think yourself lost, Billy. Not in this life, at least. Come on, Becca. Let's start getting packed.
I'm already packed.
So you say.
Not in this life.
In Pilgrim, Shoulder Hill, by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton. Delancey was David Schofield, and Becca, Adil Akhtar. Charity was Claire Price, Ronnie, Sam Ricks, and Linda, Susan Jameson. Mrs. Wellbelove was Joanna Monroe, the Queen of the Corn, Rose Hilton Hilly, Mr. Shambles, Sean Baker, and the legend was Agnes Bateman. Pilgrim was directed by Mark Beebe.
BBC News at 3:00. The European Commission has announced a €700 million emergency aid programme to help countries in Europe cope with the migrant crisis. If approved, the plan would allow humanitarian funds, normally used for overseas emergencies, to be spent in Europe instead. The Independent Police Complaints Commission has ruled that the former Metropolitan Police Commander, Richard Walton, would have faced disciplinary proceedings over a controversial meeting during the Stephen Lawrence inquiry if he hadn't retired. The IPCC said serious disorder could have followed if the public knew about the meeting. Danny Shaw reports.
In August 1998, Richard Walton secretly met an undercover police officer who was deployed to monitor an interest group positioned close to Stephen Lawrence's family. At the time, Mr. Walton was an acting detective inspector, helping Scotland Yard prepare its case for the public inquiry into Stephen's murder. The IPCC said it couldn't identify the senior officer who'd suggested the meeting, but criticised Mr. Walton for attending and said he had a case to answer for misconduct. However, Mr. Walton, who was the head of counter-terrorism until January, has retired and can't face disciplinary action.
An investigation by the Health and Safety Executive have found that the Ministry of Defence failed to plan, assess and manage risks associated with an SAS training exercise which led to the deaths of three soldiers on the Brecon Beacons in 2013. The MOD can't be prosecuted but will be censured, which is the maximum sanction that can be brought by health and safety officials. Greater Manchester Police have charged two men in connection with the death of an 11-year-old boy in a hit-and-run incident. Shah Zaib Hussain died after being hit by a vehicle as he was leaving prayers at his local mosque in Ashton-under-Lyne on Monday. The Pope has said that the Catholic Church does not want donations of what he called dirty money. He told people planning to give profits from exploitation, mistreatment and the enslavement of badly paid workers to take their money away and burn it. BBC News.
In half an hour, ovarian cancer and treating severe head injury are two of the topics for Inside Health. Now on Radio 4, Moneybox Live with Leslie Kerwin.
Hello. We are increasingly being given the chance to choose how we spend government money on our own care to give us more choice and control over services which are essential to our lives and our health. Hundreds of thousands of people in the UK already have personalised budgets to spend on social care. John Glasby's Professor of Health and Social Care at the University of Birmingham summed it up for us. What does this offer people?
Well, personal budgets have been described as holding out scope for the most fundamental reorganisation of welfare for half a century. When they're designed and implemented well, they increase choice and control over people's services and their lives. They increase scope for creativity and innovation. They get better outcomes for the same amount of scarce public resource. They build on people's expertise in their own lives and in what a good outcome would look like for them. Deep down, they're about making sure that decisions that really matter to people are made as close as possible.